Bruce Springsteen on 105.9 Jack FM. Good morning. It's 8 o'clock. I'm Sarah Beer with Jack FM News. A Barrie massage therapist has been charged with sexually assaulting another one of his customers. Police say a 44-year-old woman came forward after the media reported the original charges against Douglas Nav, owner of Healing Momentum Massage and Laser Therapy. Police originally charged Nav last week with sexually assaulting a female client. He's out on bail pending a court date in January. Two home invasion-style robberies in Orillia in the area of Lankin Boulevard have police concerned. The latest incident happened yesterday afternoon. A lone female answered her door, was assaulted, threatened, and forced into her basement while three suspects searched her home. All three are described as male. Two are 5'8" to 6 feet tall, and one who was clearly visible is in his 20s, had shoulder-length black stringy hair with an unshaven beard. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers or the OPP. It's one of the busiest weekends of the year at Pearson Airport, so plan accordingly. Travelers advised to allow for extra time in long lineups and to check on their flight status before leaving home. Some advice for those with Christmas gifts in their luggage: better to keep them unwrapped just in case airport security staff want to inspect them. It's going to be a very Merry Christmas for whomever holds the sole winning ticket for the $30 million jackpot prize in last night's Lotto Super 7 draw. The ticket was bought somewhere in Ontario. And Tina Turner was a no-show at the funeral of her ex-husband. Ike Turner's funeral, part memorial service, part rock concert, was held in a Los Angeles suburb. He had a history of abusing Tina Turner during their 16-year marriage, which ended in 1978. Among the mourners were accused murderer and music producer Phil Spector and rock and roll pioneer Little Richard. 801 Jack FM Sports. On the ice, the Dallas Stars, a 3-2 victory in OT at Calgary. The Flames' 12th loss at home. The Edmonton Oilers losing 3-1 to New Jersey. Daniel Briere had a chilly reception in his first game in Buffalo since leaving as a free agent. Briere was booed every time he touched the puck during Philly's 3-2 loss to the Sabres. Elsewhere in the NHL, Los Angeles lost its 6th in a row, 2-1 at Columbus. The New York Islanders beat Pittsburgh 4-2, and it was Colorado over the Rangers 4-3 in OT. NBA, the Supersonics held off the Toronto Raptors 123-115. The Raptors have lost two straight after opening with a win on their 7-game Western swing. Chris Bosch had 26 points for Toronto, but just two in the fourth quarter. 802 Jack FM weather. Today, cloudy with periods of morning and afternoon drizzle. A risk of freezing drizzle this morning, a high of +5. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of drizzle. Periods of rain or drizzle begin overnight. Fog patches, temperature steady near +4. Tomorrow, rain changes to snow in the afternoon, ends late in the day, then cloudy with a 60% chance of flurries. Fog patches burn off early tomorrow morning. It'll be windy late in the day, a high of 7. The temperature falling to 0 tomorrow evening. Right now, it's 0. I'm Sarah Beer. Jack FM time, 8:03.
Jack FM.